I'm afraid my illusions have been shattered. About 2 years ago, I was at Manchester Airport to pick up my boss, and a famous couple were there arguing, Richard and Judy.
Oh, they weren't arguing, were they?
They were.
I like Richard and Judy a lot, and I felt rotten for them the other week when Jimmy Tarbuck said, oh, they're, you know, they was in his room 101, he said, because they're so nice. They're not. They do an extremely difficult job, extremely well. And they were arguing about what?
I have no idea. I don't know who they were. The
did you want to go and eat a wig? How could you see two famous people arguing and not go over and browse the books or
don't
something?
Don't you want to get six tape recorders in a row, like in The Conversation, that
film? Oh, yeah.
And tune into what they're saying. No, you didn't make the bed.
But how heated was the argument from what you can see? Lots of hand gestures and stuff?
A few red faces. And to top it all off, they had that really tacky luggage, that tapestry one.
Yeah, stop it. I won't take Richard and Judy bashing. I've never met the people, apart from once. I'll tell a showbiz story here. Until recently, I used to write the scripts every year for the Comedy Awards. And I sit in the green room laughing along with everyone else at my own jokes, as Jonathan Ross does it, and laughing how well the script was going. And Richard and Judy were behind me. Hello, how are you? We both said, and we all stood there looking at the big monitor, and suddenly I swallowed something hard and jagged, because I realised a joke was hurtling towards us like an exocet about Richard and Judy, and I just said, I wrote this, it's very fun. Oh, this is very fun. Yes, yes, very good. This is all mine, this. And I thought, oh no, that joke's coming up. And it's purely, the joke at the time was topical when we had that court case, and I said how ironic it is, Jonathan had to say, and later on we were meeting Richard Bailey, and the only thing that's one of TV's great ironies that every morning he has to hand over to Supermarket Sweep. Yeah, he got a, and everyone in the green room went, yeah! And he plainly couldn't see this joke, and I turned around and said, if he keeps ad-libbing like that, he's going to have to find himself another writer, because I am distancing myself from that kind of rubbish. So Richard and Judy arguing in Manchester Airport, yeah?
That's great.
Yeah.